My name is Mia Madden, and I play Lottie in Eddie's Little Homies. Lottie is a young girl, about 8 or 9, and is best friends with Eddie and the rest of the gang. She's very brave, she's very enthusiastic and playful, and very extroverted, I would say, which, you know, brings a fun dynamic to the crew. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah, awesome. And do you think that you share any similarities with your character, Lottie?
I think that when I get passionate, I can definitely get very enthusiastic about, you know, what I love and the ideas that I have, which is definitely what Lottie does. I would say she's braver than me. She's very, you know, headstrong and will go for it, whereas I probably hesitate a little bit when going for, you know, the big dream. I'd say we're both very talkative around our friends.
Yeah, nice. And what was it like to work with Eddie Betts on this program? Like, he's such a legend, and you're obviously known for, you know, his AFL career, but him moving into this space of, you know, children's books and animation, what was it like to work with him and also work with the other cast members like Hunter, and also Eddie's son was involved as well?
Yeah, I mean, like, my family, I come from a big AFL family, so I knew all about Eddie before I had sort of known him through this sort of film sphere. But it's so exciting to see him move to like animation and kids shows and kids books. And I've actually, you know, seen his books. I babysit my little cousins and they all have his books. So to be asked to do Eddie's Little Homies, I was so excited and just wanted to jump on board immediately. We did all of our like recording sessions in a booth, and him and Anna were on Zoom. So I got to meet them a couple of times briefly over Zoom, but we never actually have been able to meet in person. So I would love to meet him one day. And as for Hunter and Eddie's son, who plays Junior, I didn't get to meet them throughout the recording process because a little bit differently to film and TV, you know, which is not animation, you're not actually in the booth with them. But I've known Hunter for years, so it was great to see his name on this one too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you mentioned, you know, like your little cousins and, you know, little kids. My niece and nephew are going to be so excited to watch this series. And why do you think a children's show like this is so important, especially for our young kids, you know, to see an animation series that's so diverse and shows so much representation?
I think it's so important to represent, you know, the truth of our society, which is that Australia is, you know, multicultural in its society. And it's really good for kids to be able to grow up and, you know, see a true depiction of that. And also, you know, maybe even find a character that looks like them or, you know, responds to things the same way as them. And that's, you know, the importance of reputation that a lot of us adults now didn't, you know, diverse adults or Indigenous adults didn't have growing up. So I'm really, really positive for the up-and-coming generation for shows like Eddie's Little Homies to be coming out. I think that it's sort of like modern urban city vibe and setting that it has is really awesome and will really connect with a lot of kids from the inner city. And, yeah, what it's like to be a kid and have friends with diverse and unique needs.
As you mentioned just a minute ago, the differences between, you know, filming like on screen and animation. So you've been in various, you know, TV series, and like, what's the difference that you've found between animation as opposed to acting on screen and I guess like voicing a character, you know, through animation? What's that process like and like the differences?
I mean, I find animation so fun. It definitely has its pros over film at points. For me, I love being able to just rock up to the recording booth in my tracky pants and not
nice
having
and comfy.
To get the makeup done. You can be super comfy. But also, it's so fun to, like, change your voice to, you know, play anybody, whereas it wouldn't be very believable, you know, if you could see my face doing the, say, for instance, I do a show called Little Jane Big Cuz, and I play a 5-year-old boy. So, you know, that's super fun to sort of play in that realm. And then for Eddie's Little Homies, like, obviously, I'm 21, but, you know, Lottie is a lot younger than me, and being able to, like, pitch my voice up to sound like her and, like, you know, change the inflection in my voice. It's so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like, what's your favorite part of filming this show? Do you have any highlights that stand out for you?
I think it was working with Rulla on all of the raps. my little guilty pleasure throughout all of my, you know, years is that I've always loved to secretly, like, rap songs. I've found that I can talk quite fast. So I, like, found a little hidden talent in that. And when we got to sort of play in that world for Eddie's Little Homies, I was loving it. We were ad-libbing. And the songs, even though they're, like, I guess you could call them, like, kids' songs, like, they're actually really cool. And, like, I would listen to They were way too catchy. Like, I was going home and, like, singing them too much.
Oh, that's awesome. And, yeah, great to know that you've got this little hidden talent. You might be able to, you know, take up a career in, you know, hip-hop or rap one day.
Yeah. Maybe one day, yeah.
And what are you most excited about, like, for the show when it premieres? And what do you hope kids take away from this series?
Yeah, I think that in the age of technology that we live in now, I really hope that kids sort of want to go back to, you know, using their imagination to create the most outrageous, amazing, you know, games that you can play with your friends. And other than my little cousins, I don't know many other little kids, but I know, you know, on the rise of the iPad and the iPhone and things like that, like, I hope that the games that we play on Eddie's Little Homies, kids will try and, you know, mimic what we do in the games that we play with their friends.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Mia, for your time today. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, I can't wait for my nieces and nephews to see the show. And, yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so keen. Thank you so much for having me.